The Stray, written by Dick King-Smith and read by June Whitfield.
Early one morning, Henny Hickathrift awoke with her mind made up. That very day she would run away from home. Or to be more accurate, she would run away from the home, the old people's home where she lived. "I'm bored," she said to herself. "I'm bored with this boring place and all the boring old people who live in it, and I'm not stopping here a moment longer." So she got dressed and packed up her very few possessions in a little suitcase and wrote a note which she left on her pillow. It said, "Gone to stay with my sister in Birmingham." And she signed it, Henrietta Hickathrift. Not only had Henny no sister in Birmingham, she had no sister at all, or brother, or other living relative. Her mother and father had died ages ago, for Henny was 75 years old. Now, suitcase in one hand, walking stick in the other, she sneaked out of the old people's home, making sure that no one saw her leave, and set off down the road. It was a lovely sunny summer's morning, just right for running away, and Henny was so much enjoying her newfound freedom that she walked happily along without really thinking where she was going. But after a while, the suitcase began to feel rather heavy and her feet a bit sore, so she sat down on a park bench for a little rest. Nearby, some children were playing with a football, which presently rolled across the path and hit Henny Hickathrift quite gently on the legs. A boy came running up. "Sorry," he said. "You all right?" "Fine, thanks," said Henny. "I'm running away from home." "Oh," said the boy. "Where are you going to?" "Where am I going?" thought Henny. "I know." "To the seaside," she said. "Oh," said the boy. "That'll be nice." And he picked up the football and ran off. "It will," said Henny out loud. "I haven't been to the seaside since I was a girl, and the weather's lovely, and I've still got quite a bit of my pension money left, so why don't I go by train? I haven't been on a train for ages either." Off she set again, and found her way to the railway station. There, the first thing she saw was a big coloured poster stuck on the wall. It showed a picture of a happy family on the beach, the mother and father relaxing in deck chairs, watching the children building a big sandcastle. The sands were golden, and in the brilliantly blue sky flew snow-white gulls. "Come to sunny Saltmouth," it said.